Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back to gather as one Klal Yisrael and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 26th day of the month of Sivan. We continue to hold Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael in our hearts, davening for our brave Chayalim, all those in Eretz Yisrael around the world, and all those standing on the front lines protecting our people. May he who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings and his mercies put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell in safety, and may the Redeemer come to Zion, may this be his will, in Omar, Amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Judah Crivell of the Queens Jewish Center in Forest Hills, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Crivell's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, from chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, we will recite Achenu in both Hebrew as well as in English. It will be followed by the Mishaberach for our dear and brave Chayalim. We will conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, during which Rabbi Crivell will pause for about 30 seconds so that each of us can insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder emails, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link, as always, is ou.org/Tehillim Call. As I shared yesterday, please kindly have in mind, during the Tehillim, Leah Bas Shoshi Zlati, Leah Bas Shoshi Zlati, may she and all those in need have a refuah shlema. And just one housekeeping note, I will be away next week. I'm very thankful to two of my colleagues, Brandon, as well as Rabbi Jack Abramowitz, both who have filled in the past, who will be guest hosting the program for the entirety of next week. And just lastly, want to also take this moment to wish my sister Shira a mazel tov on the wedding her and my brother-in-law Daron are making tonight for their son Akiva. So big mazel tov to them. I had hoped to be there today, a little bit under the weather today, but I apologize I'm not be at the wedding, but wanted to wish them, my parents and the entire family, a big, big mazel tov on this beautiful simcha, Emir Tashem, and many, many, many more. All in good health. And with that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Crivell.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Tali, and mazel tov to the entire Herman family. And I also want to particularly dedicate my remarks for Refuah Shlema for Shmuel Menachem, Berivka Lea, and Ami Bas Miriam, two members of my community who are really in need of a refuah. Growing up at the turn of the 21st century, it mostly felt like we had life figured out. Our ability to communicate has gotten savvier by the day. The realm of space has been mostly conquered. You can travel anywhere in the world basically within hours. AI is promising to conquer time with the ability to produce in seconds what could take hours or days beforehand. Even as a child, it seemed that your most basic everyday ailments could be treated with great ease. Fevers were nothing to worry about. It's hard to imagine a time in which not everyone could maintain hygienic practices that were as elementary as ABCs are to us right now. Of course, with a little bit more maturity and sophistication, I understand that we haven't quite figured out the entire world and how everything works. But undeniably, human beings have made incredible advances in health, technology, and so much more within the last century and more. For hundreds of years, Jewish men have worn tzitzit, composed usually of white strings. And yet the passage found at the end of Parshas Shlach that is recited twice daily as part Krishna indicates that there is something missing from most of our pairs of pitches, because they're not all supposed to be all white. One stream, however we interpret that, is supposed to be tzeilus, supposed to be a shade of blue. But there's only a certain type of blue that's acceptable, and for various reasons has been extremely difficult to find and almost impossible to replicate. At least that was the case for many centuries. And the book, The Rarest Blue, Dr. Baruch and Judy Sherman, who have been at the forefront of, the contemporary tzeilus revolution, they describe how blue is, in general, an extremely rare color in nature. But despite how normal blue is in our daily lives, it's many people's favorite color, but there's not so much in nature that's blue. And it was also chemically and economically very difficult to produce for a long time. So it was often reserved for special occasions and for special people. Thus, Mordechai had garments of tzeilus when he was marched around Shushan. But when we consider the appearances of tzeilus in the Torah outside of tzitzis, it's essentially for the Mishkan and Kohanim, basically all centered around Avodas Hashem, tzitzis included in that as well. The majestic focal points of serving Hashem are worthy of the effort and expenditure in producing tzeilus, when we had it, and of course, since the rediscovery, that's been a momentous thing. But the preciousness of tzeilus, along with its scarcity in earlier centuries, naturally creates wonder. And Rav Soloveitchik writes, this appears in the back of the volume on Shirei HaGrid on Hilchos Hastam that my Rebbe, Rav Yarkon, edited. So at the very back, he has some hashkafa from the Rav. And the Rav writes there that the white in tzitzis represents that which is rational. Tzeilus, on the other hand, represents the irrational. White is clarity. In Aramaic, when the Gemara wishes to describe something as being clear, it uses the word mechavarta, which means white. White also perhaps symbolizes purity and simplicity. You wear white on Yom Kippur. And the two go together, because when things are straightforward, comprehensible, orderly, clear, there is a purity and simplicity to them. And if a person acts in a pure manner, then there's nothing complicated that compromises their character. Tzeilus is, however, more wondrous and complex. The only things in nature generally that are blue are the sky and the sea, and as I mentioned. And the Gemara Menachos notes that tzeilus is like the sea, and the sea is similar to the sky, and the sky is similar to Kisei Kavod, to the heavenly throne. In other words, Hashem's great glory, out of our comprehension, out of our attainment, is like the sky and the sea, and it's therefore considered like tzeilus. And the Rav beautifully argues that Judaism appreciates both the lavan and the tzeilus. As a philosopher, the Rav was well-versed in logic, had a great appreciation for the sciences. He talks in this piece about how the landing on the moon by human beings was one of the greatest achievements of his time, showing the great power of technology in advancing humanity, and how much more so in our time. On the other hand, the Rav notes that life is often so complicated, and he writes that the science that accomplished a successful space program still has not produced a cure for certain maladies, cancer, and the like, and that's something that most of us very much can relate to, unfortunately. According to the Rav, there are important lessons to be learned from a dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Nasi and the Chachamim in terms of tzeilus and lavan. Based on what we said. On the one hand, the Mishnah tells us that one can have tzitzis that are just white and that doesn't prevent us from doing the mitzvah, or one could even have tzitzis that are just tzeilus and still fulfill the mitzvah. But according to Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, they're both mutually preventative. So halakhically, we follow the Chachamim, but the Rav has a certain partiality conceptually towards Rabbi Yehuda Anasi that you need both the lavan and tzeilus, because we learn important principles from both. We learn faith from the tzeilus, because if we were just rational beings, if we were just looking at the white, we would never see dreams fulfilled and hopes realized. When the statistical odds are not in our favor, we would have no reason to work hard, to persist, to have resilience. He cites the establishment of the State of Israel as being such an example, and I'll come back to that in a second. But if we were only to wear the white on our tzitzis, we would see no recourse for a better future. So the presence of tzeilus reminds us to appreciate the possibility of the seemingly impossible, and that we need to have faith, we need to have hope at the moments in which we don't really know. But we also learn humility, because with the presence of tzeilus, we learn that there are matters beyond our grasp. Just like the sky and its expanses are beyond our reach, the heavenly throne is also beyond our reach. And we are not entirely in control of this world. Hashem, however, is in control of the world. We, unlike our ancestors who didn't have chelus, can easily be led to think that we know everything and we can expect science to solve all of our problems. If we just had the white, that's what we would see. So we need both the chelus and the lavan on our sisters in order to remind us that not everything is white, not everything is in reach. We need the white to remind us of what we can do, but we need the blue to remind us where we need Hashem. And so the reference existence of the state of Israel as an example is something that used to defy rationality. Today's generations take Israel's existence as a given, perhaps a little bit too much for granted. And we see Israel's leadership and innovation in countless areas of science, technology, engineering, and we see the white strings. Our enemies attack us with rockets and missiles, and yet we've managed to develop Iron Dome and David's sling to miraculously basically knock those missiles out of the sky, and we see the white strings, the master innovation and the master of science. But we've also seen how volatile things can be, how much the routine lives of Israelis are constantly being interrupted by Miluim, by Iranian missiles that were launched at the beginning of this week. The dream of stability and peace seem out of reach. They're in the Tchelos realm right now. And that is when we invoke, when I lift up my eyes to heaven, when I lift my eyes up to the mountains, as we'll read in a moment, where does my help come from? My help comes from Hashem, who is the maker of heaven and earth. The truth is the white strings are also from God. Everything is from God. But as we continue to grapple with the challenges that stump us, the craziness of our world that defies logic, the precariousness of the situation in Medina Yisrael, the Tzeh reminds us that Hashem is here. And while certain solutions may seem out of reach, might seem impossible, one thing that is not out of reach is our Muna in Hashem. Continue with the Tehillim Kaf. I'm not saying, Mizmor LeDavid, Yan Chanan Abiyam Sara, Yisagach Hashem, Ohe Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Umitziyon Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Minchotech, Avalatech, Yidash, Nesela, ניתן לך כבבך וכל תתך ימלא, ירננה בשורתך ושם אלהינו נתגאות, ימלא אדוני כל משאר אותך. אתה ידעתי כי הושיע אדוני בשיחו, יהנהו משמי קודשו בדברו יש הימינו, אלב הרכב ואלב הסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. Hey, my car, and I follow. Banach nu kam nu venitodad. Adonai Hoshia. Hamelech yanenu liyom koreinu. Tehillim Kuf Kaf Aleph. Psalm 121. Shir lamalot asa inai el heharim e'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai yose shamayim va'aret. Hagi ten lamot rak lecha. Al yanum shomerecha, hinei lo yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilcha, ayad yiminecha, yomam hashemesh lo yakecha, v'yareach balayla, Adonai yishmorecha mikora, yishmore nafshecha, Adonai yishmore tzeicha bo'echa, v'yata v'yad olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir hamala mima amakim kratif Adonai, Adonai shimam koli, tiyana zecha kashuva v'kol tachnunai, im avonot tishmur yach Adonai mi amod, ki imecha hasulicha lema'an tivarei, ki viti Adonai kivta nafshi v'lifaro huchalti, Nashi Adonai, Mishamarim Laboker, Shamarim Laboker, Yachel Yisrael Adonai, Ki'im Adonai Yachas, Sever Be'imo Sedut, Behu Yifdet Yisrael, Mikol Avonotav. Achenu Kol Be'Yisrael, Hanitunim Batharav Shivya, Hamdim Be'im Bayam, Huzim Bayabasha, Hamakam Yerachem Aleihem, Amen. Shabarach for the soldiers of the IDF, for Chayalei Tzachal. Shabarach Avotenu, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Liparech et Chayalei Tzagana'al Yisrael, Anshei Kochot HaBitachon, Alamdim Amishmar Tzenu, Varei Eloheinu, Mikul Havanon, Vabit Bar Mitzrayim, Umin Hayam Hagado Al Levoch Arava, V'chol Makom Shehem, V'yabasha, V'aviru V'yam. Yitain Adonai Zoveinu, Hagamim Alein Lingafim Tehem, Hagadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'yatsir Chayalei Mikol Sarutsu, Kamin Konega Machala, Yishlach Baruch HaVatzacha B'chol Maseh Yidem. Verson Einu Tachtehem, Yishmor Mechayel Yishua, V'yatsir Tisachon, Yikliyam Bahem Akashuk, Yadonai Loicham, Harlof Yimacham, V'yilacham Lacham Imo Yimacham, V'oshia Etcham, V'nomar, Amen. Yishabarach Lacholim, Yishabarach for those who are ill. Shabarach Avotenu, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron David Shlomo, Berech et HaCholim. Avor Shemipalim Bavram, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, Matzimam Urapotam, Ozekama Beotam, Yishlach Lahem Mehira Refuah Sheimah Min Hashamayim, Lechol Iverhem, Lechol Gideehem, Betok Shar Cholei Yisrael, Refuah Tanefesh, Refuah Taguf, Hashav, Bagalah, Vizman Kariv, Benomar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Krivel. Great to have you on. Really beautiful, the Bar Torah. I look forward to having you back soon in Yiras Hashem. In the near future, as always, I want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her coordination behind the scenes. I also want to thank Brandon and Rabbi Abramowitz for Miras Hashem filling in for me next week. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and tikvah, hope, to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe, wonderful day, to all of our tefillos, the answer, l'tova, wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos, looking forward to being back together with you week after next.